The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06. Oh, what a day. What a news day yesterday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we're going to pose a question to you on where it appears John Boehner is going with the partial shutdown debate, continuing resolution, debt ceiling, another grand bargain, all of that. It's just an amazing day of news yesterday, and I want to sort through some of that before we move forward, because if you're not aware, we're getting a sense of what Boehner now sees as the exit strategy on this. And I want to run it by you and see if you agree or disagree with it. We'll do that in just a little bit. Now, I have just got a sense of it myself. As some of you may know, this show actually starts at 8:40. Well, those of you in Green Bay know that. But those of you listening at WSAU and WHBL may know that you pick up at 9:06. The show starts at 8:40. I interviewed, and we're doing this every day in the 8:40-some segment, about 8:45. Reed Ribble, Congressman 8th District Republican, doing a daily update on what's going on, and we will continue to do this during the shutdown. He gave a sense of what Boehner is going to propose. Going to run that by you a little later in the show, but I want to start with all of the amazing developments of yesterday. There is such a thing as overplaying your hand. Now, I don't know what card game that initially comes. I don't know if it's, I assume it's poker is where that started. Not much of a poker player, but as a younger man, I played a lot of sheep's head, or Schafskopf, as it was called in our house. And I understand the concept of overplaying your hand. When to play the queen of clubs, when to hold it back, and how to take home the ace and ten of diamonds. There's a strategy there. My dad used to call it play 'em as though you got 'em. In other words, don't do what seems logical with the trump cards that you have in your hand, but try to fool those you're playing with into thinking you've got more than you got. You lead with something, well, why the hell did he do that? You lead with something that it looks like they'll be able to take. Oh, say the jack of clubs. And if you don't play sheep's head, the four queens and the four jacks, they're the big trump cards. So you lead with the jack of clubs. Ooh, well, one of my partners should be able to take that. Not if I have all four queens. But you don't know if you don't have a queen in your hand. Someone who does, it gets complicated. But that's the type of thing. I think Democrats are overplaying their hand. I think closing down open-air memorials when you don't have to, when they normally haven't closed, is playing the queen of clubs as your first card when it's all you got. But what they really see as their big trump card is the media. And the media has not disappointed. Those of you that heard it, I shared this with Congressman Ribble. Some 34, I think it was, news stories. Yeah, 34 news stories were analyzed by the network news. 20 blamed Republicans. None blamed Democrats. And 14 blamed no one. No, I'm not saying no one to hold them and no one to fold them. This is different. This is knowing when to play what. So right now, and Reed Ribble pointed this out, the polls show it. We're getting beat up. Okay, but I can't wait to see the polls after the developments of yesterday. Do you know that the federal government ordered shut down stuff it doesn't own. By the way, there's a nickname for the barricades that are going up at these open-air memorials. Barricades. As in Barry Obama. Barricades. Why can't I think of that stuff? See? Who came up with that? InfoWars came up with that. Barricades. They tried to shut down privately owned Mount Vernon. They don't own it. Why did... Okay, so what was their rationale? They co-own the National Park Service, does apparently own the parking lot. But it's not in need of any maintenance at the moment. There is no need to shut down the parking lot at Mount Vernon. They close the cemeteries at Normandy Beach, France. They have ordered closed state parks on federal land. In some cases, the state of Wisconsin has defied these orders. The state of Wisconsin has refused to do that. Instead, they're saying, no, there's not, it depends. Some parks have closed. But they're saying, no, if there's really no reason to close, then we're not going to close. And just because it's on federal land, we're not going to close it because you tell us to. I cannot believe that Democrats believe the optics of World War II veterans being turned away plays in their favor. Yesterday, again, they had the barricades up. Yesterday, again, there are those involved in the honor flights who said, forget it. We're coming in. It is stunning to me that they think in any way, shape, or form that this works for them. I want to share something with you that appears at the website Right Wisconsin. It is written by Joe Dean. Joe Dean is the founder and former president of the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. There are honor flights all over the country. They provide opportunities for World War II veterans who are, as I mentioned yesterday, literally a dying breed. There are very few left, and more die every day because of their age. This is their last opportunity to see the memorial that honors what they did. I want to share this with you. There really is no understating this. They saved the free world. 7 decades ago, our fathers and mothers, our grandfathers and grandmothers, pulled together in the most remarkable show of teamwork this country has ever known and saved the free world. Often afraid, they took the fight to Hitler and to Hirohito, from Iwo Jima to Normandy, to the Battle of the Bulge and far beyond. On the seas, in the air, and in hand-to-hand combat, these reluctant warriors answered the call of a war-weary world. Freedom medieval. Freedom teetered precariously in the balance. Thanks to them, freedom won. In light of these amazing sacrifices, the closing of the memorials in our nation's capital stands as a particularly juvenile insult. Sadly, it also smacks of a remarkable naivete, a careless disregard, and a truly enormous act of disrespect for our veterans and for our collective history. Having participated in many trips with the veterans over the past 5 years, I feel compelled to share what it's like to round the corner onto 17th Street in Washington, D.C. as we approach the World War II Memorial. As our entourage approaches, the veterans lean like 90-year-old schoolchildren, pushing their noses up to the glass of our chartered buses. It's like Christmas morning. They yelp and cheer, whooping it up, and generally acting precisely like 18, 19, and 20-year-olds they once were, and in so many ways still are. Then, as the central fountain of the memorial and the wall of stars come into view, as the enormity of the 7 decades' weight sinks in, as the memories flood over them, as they think about their band of brothers who died fighting the good fight, the tears begin to flow. He goes on, that's Joe Dean. It's actually in a letter he sent to talk show host Charlie Sykes, which is posted on Right Wisconsin. It's incredible. And that these guys said, go to hell, we're coming in anyway. guys that stormed the beaches at Normandy, Iwo Jima, guys who came back, who saw their brothers that did not. And somehow the Obama administration thinks using them as visuals was going to hurt Republicans. Now, I'll admit the polls still play in the favor of Democrats against Republicans at the moment. Again, when you have the entire mainstream media with you, that is to be expected. I didn't like the idea of the shutdown as strategy. However, they must stick with it now. And I think these things, these intentional efforts to inflict pain, just as we saw with the selective cuts of the sequester, I do think America's catching on. All of America will never catch on. There's the core liberal base who are like, yeah, you know, it's still the Republicans' fault, even though they don't have to close these things. And you have a Democrat in Congress referring to a Republican jihad. I think the optics of the war memorial are going to stick. I think people realizing these open-air memorials and these parks need not close is going to stick. But there was something else that happened yesterday. Harry Reid imploded, and even the mainstream media noticed. And this one's personal for me. I will explain in 5 minutes. It's 9:18.
The Jerry Bader Show.